Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State militants claimed two bombings in the Arabian Peninsula on Friday targeting Shiite mosque, where at least 21 people died and more than 80 were wounded. We go to VOA's Aru Pandey for U.S. reaction.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said Friday he could not corroborate Islamic State's claims it was responsible for the blast.
The attribution, the determination about who is responsible, is something that is still under review.
The claim of responsibility for the mosque attack in Saudi Arabia and for one in Yemen comes on the heels of Islamic State's seizure of Ramadi, and in neighboring Syria, the fall of the ancient city of Palmyra to IS militants. Despite the taking of territory, the White House has stood firm this week, announcing no changes in its strategy against the militant group, which is comprised of thousands of U.S.-led coalition airstrikes to back Iraqi forces on the ground. Aru Pandey, the White House.
Visiting one of Washington's largest synagogues on Friday, President Obama reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to Israel's security and stressed that Iran must not, in his words, under any circumstances, be allowed to get a nuclear weapon.
I'm interested in a deal that blocks every single one of Iran's pathways to a nuclear weapon, every single path. A deal that imposes unprecedented inspections on all elements of Iran's nuclear program so that they can't cheat.
Negotiators from Iran and a group that includes Britain, China, France, Russia, and the United States, as well as Germany, have been working against a June 30th deadline for a final nuclear deal to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. This is VOA News. U.S. and Cuban officials meeting in Washington have failed to reach an overall agreement on a reopening of embassies and fully reestablishing diplomatic relations after a break of more than 50 years. The U.S. State Department's Roberta Jacobson said she remained optimistic about negotiations and what they will include. With two sides, still a few things need to be ironed out.
This round of talks was highly productive. We will persist, inspired by the conviction that engagement and not isolation are the keys to moving forward.
This week's talks were the first high-level engagement between the two countries since President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro met in April at the Summit of the Americas in Panama. Still on the agenda in Washington is President Obama's intention to remove Cuba from the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Amnesty International says it has overwhelming evidence that Ukrainian government forces, pro-government militias, and anti-government separatists are committing what it said are ongoing war crimes, such as torture and summary killing of prisoners. Concern about prisoner mistreatment comes amid criticism of Ukraine's security services for publicly showing off two prisoners, alleged to be Russian soldiers captured while fighting alongside pro-Russia separatists in eastern Ukraine. Amnesty called on Ukrainian authorities to investigate all allegations of war crimes, as well as other abuses, and to bring to justice those responsible. United Nations Humanitarian Affairs Office reports that nearly 30,000 people have fled intensified fighting in northern Mali over the past couple of weeks. Lisa Schlein reports now from the UN in Geneva.
Sporadic fighting is a way of life in Mali's turbulent northern region, but the United Nations is alarmed at the recent increase in violence in small villages surrounding the city of Timbuktu. A spokesman for the UN's humanitarian office, Jens Laerke, says,
"Our partners and local authorities on the ground estimate that over the past 2 weeks, nearly 27,000 people have fled their homes and villages. In the past week alone, 20,000 people have been uprooted by this violence. They are in urgent need of water, food, non-food items, and emergency shelter."
Tuareg separatist rebels have been fighting for an independent state for Mali for decades. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Attackers in Burundi's capital have thrown grenades into a crowded market, killing at least two. The latest violence sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for another term in office. President's decision triggered a failed coup and sent more than 100,000 people fleeing the country. Another development, the UN Refugee Agency said an outbreak of cholera has killed 29 refugees.
That's the latest world news from VOA.